All right, a warm welcome to another edition of Rise Resilience. My name is William, last name Lahong. It's a brand new episode today. I'm starting this episode with a big smile on my face, and we've literally been laughing off air. The reason for this is because we have a very special guest in studio today, and she's going to help you and I overcome whatever setbacks we have, whatever victim mentality that you've set upon yourself without even your own doing, without even knowing, right? Like whatever blockages you have in the subconscious, we're going to try and untie all of those blockages using laughter as therapy. We've got a yoga master in studio. She's a doctor. Let's give a big round of applause for, I need to say this right, Pratiksha Naidu.
There we go.
Did I say that right?
Pratiksha it is.
P, so really, really nice to see you. You call yourself Yoga P on Instagram. Is that like a conscious thing?
You know, I've got this really long name and I just don't know why my mom chose 10 letters with such a long pronunciation. So a few years ago, 16 years ago, when I lived and worked in Dubai,
right,
a lot of the foreign people, they started, couldn't pronounce my name, and they started calling me P, the first letter of my name.
Okay.
And over the years, it's just stuck to that. And this is what everybody still refers to me as, P.
But it's a beautiful name. Does it mean anything? What does it actually mean?
Yes. You know, there's two versions to it. There's a Sanskrit meaning,
okay,
which is very original.
Right.
And it's to wait upon. So can you imagine? I make
to
people
wait upon.
Wait upon. Yeah.
Lovely.
I don't know how noble that is, but it's to wait upon.
Have you found yourself living up to that name just in how your life has turned out in your
absolutely
life experiences?
Absolutely. In so many aspects of my life, and more so the last 19 years, you know, so there were so many changes that I'd made in my life, and everything just doesn't happen when you want it to.
Right.
And by human nature and normal, natural human behavior, we're impatient beings, right?
Yes.
So you agree with me.
We're
just so impatient. But, you know, everything was such a process that became a beautiful journey. And that's where I am today. And that's what finds me sitting in front of you here today. So it was, I literally tell you, if I manifested this, this was what I waited to do.
Congratulations. That deserves a big round of applause. Pratiksha. On the Rise Resilience podcast. So good to have you on. Let's talk about what laughter therapy is, because that's what you do, right? So corporate South Africa, or even just ordinary South Africans, will come to you for a session and will book time to sit aside with you, and you take them through laughter therapy or laugh therapy. What is it exactly? Please explain to myself, Tepo here in the studio, our producer, and just our audience.
Great. So I'm going to take you back to how I discovered it.
Right.
Okay. So 16 years ago, I was in India, in Bangalore.
Okay.
And I was up in a hotel, like 16 floors up, and I happened to look out the window one afternoon, and I wondered why people are holding hands. You know, there were couples, or there were mother-daughter, or there were father-son, all holding hands and walking to a park.
Yes.
And I carried on watching, wondering, like, what are they going to do in this park now? And they all formed a circle.
Okay.
And then I saw a facilitator running into the center of the park. Well, I'm calling it facilitator because this is what it is.
Right.
Laughter therapy needs a facilitator to start the whole laugh therapy process.
Okay.
Laughter yoga or laughter therapy is a set of exercises,
yes,
that we practice. So as a laughter yoga coach, I will tell you what the exercise is.
Okay.
I will tell you what we're doing, how we're doing it. And then it's going to be an outburst of laughter.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you a question, Will.
Yes.
Did you know that your brain does not know the difference between a real laugh and a fake laugh?
I had no idea, but I've heard neuroscientists say this, that you can actually trick the brain into believing that you're feeling a certain way.
Exactly.
Because it cannot tell the difference.
That's right. That's what it is. So have you heard of that saying, fake it till you make it?
I have.
That's what it is.
So that's a real thing.
So it's an induced laugh. So you will laugh, and his laugh will make you laugh, and your laugh will make me laugh.
Yes.
And then there's an outburst of laughter, which has, you know, lots of mental benefits, physical benefits, and emotional benefits.
Okay.
So it's silly. It's stupendous.
Right.
It's childful-like.
Yes.
It's playful-like. As adults, we find that so difficult to do.
Yes.
But I have to tell you, ants in your pants.
Right.
And as a facilitator, I say, have you got a front pants or a back pants? That alone is laughter. So combining your breath work,
yes,
which is your pranayama in yoga.
Okay.
You inhale through your nose. And then as you open your mouth and you have this outburst of laughter, you are exercising your respiratory system.
Ah.
So you've got compression and expansion of your diaphragm, which
right,
is really good for your alveoli.
Yes.
Okay.
Good for our lungs.
And then, of course, you're getting oxygen-rich blood to your brain. So
wow,
there's physiological, there's psychological benefits to it. And it's just amazing. So I'm going to take you back to the story now.
Right.
Dr. Madan Kataria started the movement in the 1990s.
Okay.
So he started this based on people are stressed. People are always rushing to things.
Yes.
People are always in a busy state with chaos.
Right.
So what did they really do to relax other than saying, okay, I'm going to go and hit the gym. But you're still stressed in the gym, picking up your phone 101 times.
Yeah.
Worrying about
the
next
meeting. I'm going to go beat the steel. When he refers to his gym sessions, I'm like, okay, buddy, good luck.
And he's on his phone all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's basically where it started. It started with Dr. Madan Kataria in India.
Okay.
And it's a huge movement around the world now. Personally, I practice it in corporate realms here in South Africa.
Right.
As part of team building.
Sure.
Or as part of wellness days.
Sure.
But we are starting our first laughter yoga club.
Right.
In a beautiful restaurant called Varg.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
So we're starting our first laughter yoga club there, where we're going to start off with laughter. We're going to encourage families to come out.
Okay.
So that it's, you know, going to build relationships. Then we're going to make it a once a week where we form a community.
Okay.
So everybody's going to start to follow the other, and one will bring a family and a friend and a colleague. And then we're going to grow it. And then the restaurant's going to obviously serve them some lovely, delicious food.
Yes.
And then they're going to have, you know, to finish off as a finale, they're going to have this beautiful dinner.
Beautiful. Tepo, yes, and I are going to be there.
You're going to be there for one of those clubs. One
I
of
imagine
those meetings.
Jack, we're going to drag Jack into this as well. He has to come. Yeah, I'm going to see who else I can get,
yeah,
right? At
yeah,
least let there be a group, at least four of us
that's
coming in,
yes,
to this laughter therapy at this restaurant. Also, I'm a foodie. I love food.
Oh, there we go. That's lovely.
So you don't have to sell me anymore on that. And with your yoga retreats, Yoga P, when you are then outside of corporate South Africa, who is your clientele? Have you done some data around this? Are you finding that it's just everybody and anybody coming to you because our lives are so stressful, especially here in Johannesburg, right? Which is like the New York of the country, or dare I say the continent, because
yeah,
the buzz here in Joburg is so high,
yeah,
the energy so high, the pace is even higher. It's so easy to get lost in the rat race.
That's
and
right,
the rat race is what causes a stress, right?
Right, exactly that. So I have, over my last 16 years of having a yoga studio and my 19 years of teaching yoga,
yeah,
I have obviously created a community, and some of them have traveled, left the country or migrated around the world.
Yeah.
So when I took my first retreat to Nepal in May this year,
nice,
we had people from London, from Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and then Cape Town and Durban and
right,
Johannesburg.
Okay.
So, you know, that's where we get people coming in from. And they really, I loved that. It was a fabulous experience. It was just incredible to be in that part of the world.
Sure.
And the food was great. The tours were lovely. The hotels we stayed in, the company, practicing yoga every morning, lovely breakfast, and then the tours. It was just lovely. It was a nice experience.
Right.
I would definitely do that again.
Sign me up. I feel like this is going to be my code word for today. Sign us up. We are coming with you.
Great. You're welcome. I'm looking forward to that.
And obviously, this is now like a fully fledged movement. This was your first one. I imagine you've already planned
Yes.
For the next and the next and the next.
Yes, I've got Goa on the cards.
Sure.
And, you know, Goa is beautiful. It's got the northern Goan beaches, which are really lovely. So, you know, we can still take a bit of yoga and a bit of Ayurveda practice, cooking demos, walks on the beach, sunrise, sunset, you know, meditation, silent 75-minute walks, which is so good for, you know, finding yourself in your futuristic self or leaving behind something and, you know, just basically peeling off layers and layers of anything that you could be wanting to release. It doesn't always have to be a negative. You know, it could always be a positive as well.
Right. Being silent for 75 minutes.
Well, if you think that's long, there's 11 days and it's called Vipassana.
And not saying anything anybody.
Not saying anything
for
to anybody.
That long.
No devices, no need for any makeup or any, you know, additional little gadgets. No need to pick up the keys.
Right.
So you're basically staying in absolute silence and it just rejuvenates your whole entire nervous system.
Really?
Yeah. It, you know, it takes away the need to do things, to rush to things for somebody.
Right.
And it just has a calming effect on the mind and the head region and a rejuvenating effect on the body because you learn to appreciate food. You build patience. You build tolerance. And those are qualities that, you know, we find that diminish within this, like you said, we're living in this fast-paced world of ours.
Yes.
Be it professional, be it social, be it in a relationship. There's always a demand rushing for something. To something with somebody.
Yes, I had to cancel a thing this morning because my day was so packed. What's the longest you've been silent for?
I did the 11 days once.
11 days?
Without any devices. Yeah, just not knowing what's going on in the world. So you just have to leave it behind and just trust the process that, you know, it's going to continue and run itself. And
in those initial days, where does the mind go for the first 24 hours? Because if you can get through
that. It's very difficult to control that.
Yes.
You know, that's the part that you beat yourself up with. But it's just clearing and emptying thoughts, disturbances and distractions.
Okay.
Because that's what it is. That's what comes into the mind.
So true.
You know, the need to reply to that WhatsApp or email or SMS, the need to pick up your car keys and drive to something.
The
shopping.
Constant notifications on the phone, right?
And shopping, drive to shopping. And, you know, for us ladies, it's getting up and putting the makeup and doing the hair.
Yes.
And just not having it. It's a simplicity and just eating simple food, you know, nourishing food that actually feeds your body and feeds your soul. That's rejuvenation. And I'm all about rejuvenation now. And, you know, this is where I've taken myself this year.
Right.
And I'm going to actually I want to share that journey with you for 255 days out of 366 days this year.
Right. That's what I'm more interested in. And we're going to do an actual laughter therapy exercise in a moment.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because the podcast is called Rise Resilience. And you've literally risen and you've shown your resilience for 255 days. You didn't look like this 255 days ago. Talk to me about your weight gain, what had happened, how you got there, and why the need to actually now get back on the horse to get to where you are now.
Okay, so it started in about after winter. So when I relocated from Durban to Johannesburg, it, you know, it was quite a challenge of reestablishing myself.
Sure.
After coming out from an established business in Durban.
Okay.
So on the 25th of March 2020, my whole entire world had changed when we were told we are in lockdown.
Right.
I didn't even understand what lockdown meant, but all I knew that I had to close my business, my beautiful studio. It was Hot Yoga Durban.
Oh, wow.
And close the studio and then have to work online. So that changed the whole dynamics of the business. And we didn't really recover from that.
You know,
we were hit by the second wave, the third. And then in Durban, we had rioting and riots. Rights and looting.
Yes, yes.
Did it I was say the very, two words
very,
together?
It was very severe in that part of the country, I remember.
Yes, it was, you know, it was something that had, you know, been going, coming for a long time and eventually did land on us. So our whole entire operation of business had changed.
Sure.
So I managed to ride those rough seas. And
well done.
Yeah, swam in the rough seas and then eventually didn't die on the shore either, but, you know, walked onto a shore and I said, that's it. I drove into Gauteng and this was going to be my new hometown. So that was exactly 3 years ago that I'm here.
Sure. And it's not easy moving to a new place, is it?
No, it's traumatizing.
New environment, new people.
Yeah.
And new energy.
New energy. I think if I was 25.
Yeah.
If I was 25, I probably would have, you know, went into the party scene and would have been into, you know, in another, it would have been much easier for me.
Right.
But, you know, being conservative and being the age that I was when I moved in, I don't know if you're ever going to ask, but anyway, it was challenging for me.
Sure.
So last year, winter wasn't so severe, but I just obviously found myself doing something different where I'd gained a bit of weight. And after, you know, all my years of teaching yoga, practicing yoga, I didn't quite like size the weight that I was fitting into my clothes.
Okay.
So I said, I've got to do something different. And I started some personal training, and then I started walking and going to the gym and that kind of thing. And I still didn't get the desired result.
Right.
Okay.
So the motivation is the aesthetics or the appearance of, you know, what you see when you look in the mirror, you're not happy with that. I need to change that. That's your motivation to start.
Yes. Gotcha. So I went back to what I know best that works.
Sure.
And I said, that's my yoga every single day.
Right.
So on the 31st of December, I started with a few friends and we did an hour's class before we all dressed up and partied and went out. And that was from people around the world as well, friends around the world.
Okay.
And on the 1st of January this year, we started a leap year, which was 366 days.
Sure.
So I said, I'll do a 21-day yoga challenge.
Okay.
To make a habit. And then let's see where it takes us into a lifestyle with people. Then let's just see how we feel at the end of 21 days.
Sure.
And it was an incredible journey. It was totally transformative to me, for me.
Yeah.
In fact, the discipline that I had to get up every single morning, log on to Zoom, and then sit in front of a screen with people. And I'm so used to being in a studio environment.
Right.
So, you know, everybody's screens closed. It was just me. And for 30 minutes, that's what we did. We did yoga.
Okay.
So I've taken them into beginner, intermediate, and advanced.
Okay.
All in that 21 days.
Right.
And then some managed and some moaned and groaned and some came out of saying, wow, I'm feeling fantastic. I can take on the day. Wow, I'm glowing. Wow, my hair's growing. And all those wows were just, it just motivated me to go on. And I ran a second 21-day challenge. And now I didn't realize yoga every single damn day. And we're now 255 days into that's over 70% of the year.
Well done. Congratulations. That is huge. I mean, 255 days of commitment, of sticking with it, right?
Yeah.
I imagine there may have been moments in your life, because sometimes we'll have the intention, but life will life us, right? If I can use that colloquial term. Life will happen.
Yeah.
And in the moment when life happens, it's so very easy for us to fall back.
Yeah.
And say, no, let me revert to default settings.
Mm-hmm.
So not waking up to the alarm and not committing, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
On those mornings or during those days or in those periods, where did you find the resilience to keep going?
You know, for me, I had built up the willpower,
sure,
the strength, the courage,
sure,
the determination.
Right.
And I actually surprised myself because there wasn't a single day that I did not get up for class.
Wow.
And there was a time around February where I'd picked up some private clients that wanted to practice yoga before they started their day.
Okay.
So that meant my day started at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Right.
Which meant I meant to get up at 4:30 so that I could get myself changed and ready and get that, you know, get my Zoom set up.
Right.
So, you know, I got used to that habit from 4:30 in the morning, and that's my 4:30 rising every single day. And that's how we carried on from February to now. So, you know, I didn't want to let them down, and that's more important for me. And if anybody wants to improve their health and their wellness,
right,
that for me is most, it's inspiring. And I'm here to inspire people. I'm here to, you know, encourage them.
Yeah.
It's overcoming winter and those, that warm bed, as right, opposed to getting up in the cold and putting on your yoga tights and tiptoeing around bare feet.
And it's so much easier as well to just let the blanket hug you, especially in winter.
And press the snooze.
The snooze button. Yeah. Oh, snooze button is the devil.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
So for me, it was my commitment to myself, my commitment to my business.
Sure.
And then, you know, me honoring that to everybody else that's out there that subscribed to the 21 days.
Right.
And for me, it's just went on and on, because some people, obviously, you know that saying where they get off on that train station and then you pick up new people and some drop off.
But the train keeps going.
And the train, steam train keeps going. And that's where we are.
I love that.
And then I started it as series. So I moved from a challenge into a series.
Okay.
So just to give it some variation and, you know, add some, you know, different modalities into it, just so that it doesn't create any boredom into it.
Right.
Because, you know, there is monotony. I must be honest.
Right.
We're dealing with humans here.
Yes. And we do get bored very easily, especially in modern day and how the world is set up, because everything is instant gratification. So you almost want something new every single day.
Every single day. So that's what I did. I gave it a variation every single day and just kept them, you know, obviously the results would have been different with different series.
Sure.
I've included some things called bar. I've included, you know, different styles of yoga.
Right.
And I've included meditation and breath work.
Okay.
And the only one thing that I haven't included, which I'm going to try and get to them, is laughter.
Speaking of which, Yoga P, can we please do an exercise of laughter therapy, right? Tipo and I are going to be your patients.
Yeah.
Is that what you call them? Patients?
Well, we call them clients. Clients and patrons.
Patrons.
Yep.
For, I don't know how long this takes, for 5 minutes.
Okay, great. So what we're going to do is that we're going to practice a few laughter therapy, laughter yoga exercises.
Okay.
So let's start off first by establishing our lung capacity. Can you take a deep inhale through both your nostrils? Hang on. In your nostril.
Please form this.
Okay. In through your nostrils.
For both of us, yes.
Now exhale through your nostrils. Nose only.
Nose only.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try that again.
Okay, inhale nose. And exhale nose. Okay, now I want you to look at your watch.
Okay.
It's time to laugh. And there's our laughter exercise. So I want you to have an outburst of laughter. If you have to fake it, and then eventually your laugh and my laugh will make each of us laugh.
Okay.
And we're going to laugh. It's time to laugh. It's time to laugh. Can you see how it's becoming more real to you now?
I'm actually laughing.
You're laughing.
How did you do that?
So it's just the whole start of breathing, incorporating a nice deep inhalation.
Yes.
And then it's eye contact.
Right.
It's important because I did look at you and you did look at me to see what I'm doing and how I look laughing.
Yes.
And I looked at you, what you look like laughing.
Right.
And that made us both laugh. And then it just carried on. The deep inhalation, the exhalation, and the continuity for a minute. It made an outburst of real laugh. It converted the fake laugh, simulated laugh, into a real laugh. Because remember, we did simulate it.
Yes.
It's time to laugh. Here's the next laughter exercise.
Yes.
So it's greeting laughter.
Okay.
So whether you want to say namaste, greeting laughter.
Yes.
Or you want to just say hi and then, you know, hi, I'm Pratiksha. John, hi, I'm Will.
Hi, I'm Will.
The next laughter exercise is cell phone laughter.
Okay.
So we're going to gesture. You know, this is a common gesture.
Yes.
I'll phone you later. But you're going to drop the call.
Okay.
So I want you to, I'll phone you later, drop the call, but we're still going to laugh.
Right.
So you phone me later and drop the call. I'll phone you later and drop the call. And we both have an outburst of laughter. How's
okay.
that? I'll phone you later.
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 Okay, so in between each laughter exercise, we break it with a ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. So can you imagine with a whole lot of people running around the room going ho, ho, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
And somebody's going to start laughing and somebody's going to go ho, ho, ha, ha, ha. Okay, so we're very thirsty now, right?
Yes.
So we're going to take some milkshake.
Okay.
This exercise is called milkshake laughter.
Milkshake laughter. Let's go.
So we're going to mix our milkshake flavors.
All right.
We've got a chocolate here. We've got a vanilla here.
Sure.
And so you're going to just gesture with your thumb.
Okay.
And remember, all these things now become so visual because me just looking at you move.
Yes.
And then the sound, it's going to make us laugh.
Right.
So we're going to mix some milkshake and vanilla. E.
E.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ah. So can you feel the blood flow in your facial area?
I can.
Right. So it's actually, you know, improving your blood flow and circulation.
Yes.
And can you feel the facial area? So it's reducing your cortisol levels.
Right.
It's giving you that feel-good, happy hormone.
So you're going to have... Something happening in the abdomen as well.
Yes. You'll find those strange things. It'll start between your two ears, blood flow into your facial area, into the trachea, into the throat.
Right.
The respiratory system, because you've now allowed yourself to breathe. Beautiful feeling, right?
It's an absolutely beautiful, amazing, stress relieving feeling.
Yes.
In the moment.
That's it. And I encourage you in the first few minutes of waking every morning, if you've got people around you or before you get to your desk and start your Teams meeting.
Sure.
Just pick up your phone, pick a look at your watch. It's time to laugh. And let's have some coffee. Let's mix our tea and coffee together. What does it taste like? You know, just be creative and play around with it because you can.
Right.
But the laughter is what you simulate. Laughter is what you induce.
Right.
And then the laughter is what you carry on and you make it an outburst.
Right.
And you could carry on with that.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. I am sold on this, Yoga P. Where do we find you? There are a lot of people watching you right now. Some may have seen or experienced this for the very, very first time.
Yeah.
Where do we find you? How do we book a session with you?
Okay. So we're about to launch my website.
Right.
So, you know, it's most easy. I think it would be better to get hold of me there.
Right.
I do have social handles.
Right.
On Instagram, on Meta, on Facebook, and then on TikTok as well.
Sure.
And then, of course, for my corporate clients on LinkedIn.
Right.
So you can actually go and, you know, book a session there. But, you know, the Laughter Club is going to be the first of its kind.
Okay.
And that's going to be at the Varg restaurant in Roodepoort. In Steuben's Valley, sorry.
Okay.
Steuben's Valley, yeah. And that's going to be the first of the Laughter Club. And then I obviously want to look for more places that we can encourage more people to do it.
Right.
And take it to the schools and take it to the play schools where children and students would benefit.
Yes.
To take the stress away from their work, their days and their activities and their responsibilities.
Mm. It's so funny because now that we've had this laughter therapy for a good few minutes, I'm feeling so much better.
Lighter.
So much happier.
Yeah, so much.
That's a lot lighter.
A lot lighter feeling in your blood flow into the head region. Remember, it's oxygen-rich blood.
Right.
That you want to promote, you know, circulation with.
Sure.
So that's what's going to, you know, energize you.
Amazing.
As opposed to calling in a slump.
Amazing.
I encourage you to start with your colleagues before you start your day work. You know, you could be at a dinner party as well and just get everybody to laugh. It is one of the most difficult things for adults to do.
Yes.
You know, I see a lot of people that absolutely have show resistance and just cannot laugh.
Right.
You know?
Lose it as adults, Yoga P? I mean, where does it happen for us as we grow older and we lose our, I want to say sense of humor, but just even our ability to laugh? When
you
do
don't
we lose
see
it?
The need to lose it. You need to use it in social settings.
Right.
You need to use it with your people around you.
Yeah.
You know, there's a frail care center that I used to go to in Durban.
Sure.
And there's a, you know, an aged home for the aged. And I used to go in there voluntarily once a week.
Okay.
And that's actually a good idea. I must find that in Johannesburg as well. And I used to go in there and, you know, when they finished their breakfast, we'll give them an hour after that.
Right.
You know, just when the slump of the day sets in.
Yes.
And then you just get everybody laughing in their seats, in their wheelchairs, or even in their beds. You know, you just go in and just make everybody, you know, with a laughter, a few laughter exercises, you know, ants in your pants.
Right.
Playing with your fingers, looking at your own fingers and laughing. And then the best one is, I don't know why I'm laughing, but I'm laughing. I don't know why I'm laughing. Come on. shouldn't be laughing. And it's infectious.
It
Can
is.
You see how infectious
Complete
it is?
Infectious.
Yeah. So that's what it is. We want to promote more of that.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, we're on a countdown. Before you know it, it's going to be the end of the year and a brand new year. We enter a brand new year. So I want to take on more yoga challenges and introduce more laughter therapy clubs.
Right.
You know, maybe with couples, maybe with the couples center, maybe even the Cancer Association, maybe the Frail Care, maybe play schools, Montessori's or school, matric students.
Right.
You know, there's so many different avenues that, you know, I'd love to tap into. And it's beautiful connections that we build with people.
Yes.
And leaves a lasting impression as well, because remember, it's something fun. It's not something that's dreaded that you want to put in file 13 and say,
no.
Oh, I don't even want to look at that again.
Yeah.
Something I want happy. Call her back here. I want to laugh with her.
Yes.
Call one and predict her back into our event.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. Yes, that's what I want to promote.
I love that. And it would mean a lot more South Africans have reduced the levels of stress that we're all collectively contending with on a day-to-day basis, particularly in the metros of the country.
Yes. And, you know, the thing is, it manifests those stress, anxiety manifests into so many different forms with people. You know, it's behavioral, it's psychological, it's sociological as well.
Right.
So, you know, we don't want that to manifest in those areas of a person's life. We want to elicit excellence.
I love that. We are eliciting excellence here today on Rise Resilience with Yoga P. Thank you so, so much for coming in.
An absolute pleasure to be here and to laugh. I've got another opportunity to spend laughing.
Why aren't you laughing, Tempo?
There we go.
Oh, and that's how it's done. That's our edition today of Rise Resilience. We're going to catch you on the next one. Thanks for tuning in.